the Frisco Bay. Can you feel it coming all the way? A tidal wave that can't be stopped. Like an...
We're good. I know the process. Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring. For good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so... Really, thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
And a pleasant good morning to you wherever you may be, however you may be listening. That was the voice of Tom Brady just less than an hour ago. Across the social media platforms, this is indeed the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making this show part of your Wednesday morning here in the greater Boston area as... life comes at you fast and furious, and you just don't know when news will break. I had a whole set of plans to start the show for this morning, but then Tom Brady happens. And then Tom Brady drops the news in which that, let's face it, is it an absolute surprise that he's deciding to retire? No. Is this shattering news that Tom Brady is deciding to, you know, like hang up his spikes and shoulder pads for good? Not really. But what I will say is this. What I will say is that this feels different. This feels as if this is for real. And sometimes when you're able to listen and watch people long enough, listen to their tone, watch their body language, you can actually tell whether a person is being truly, genuinely sincere in their message that they're trying to relay to the world. The phone lines are open. We're going to start the show talking about the big breaking news of Tom Brady announcing his retirement from the NFL, in which that you heard to start the show. The phone lines are open. You can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. As a year ago, I'm sure we all remember this. The big news that broke following the Buccaneers' loss to the Los Angeles Rams, the eventual Super Bowl champion Rams, that was leaked out that he was going to be retiring, or so it seemed like. And then retirement didn't last very long. We all remember the drama and all the hoopla that went along with it. Who leaked the news? Did he thank the Patriots? All that fun stuff. But what has happened since then has really taken a toll on Tom Brady. We all know what he went through this past year. Divorce. Family trouble. As well as struggles on the football field. We all know exactly what was going on in the life of Tom Brady in terms of the struggles with his wife, his now ex-wife, and as well as the struggles with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the season that they had. But the reality is this. I have said this long and long time again. You know you are not right as a person when your family isn't right. We know that Tom Brady looked like a shelf of himself when he came back from that 13-day break or hiatus, whatever you want to call it, during training camp, and you knew that something wasn't right. You knew that something was completely off. You knew that this was a very different Tom Brady than what we've seen previously. And the season played out the way that it did. The Buccaneers floundered the way that they did. They underachieved in many ways. They were not a good team. They got completely embarrassed by the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC wildcard round. All the while, many people wondered about Tom Brady, whether he was going to go elsewhere. Was he going to stay with the Buccaneers? But the reality is this. Tom Brady has reached a point in his life where him retiring shouldn't be big news. But yet it still is. Why? Because he's the greatest quarterback of all time. It shouldn't be this earth-shattering news that it is this morning, because we knew that this day was coming. But the reason why it is such big news and why it is such a big deal is because of the legacy that he's built. The reason why this is such a big deal and why this truly does feel different in comparison to a year ago is because body language, tone in his voice, everything else that you can associate with a genuine, sincere message was found in that clip that I played at the start of the show. There are people already that are laughing. They're saying, well, he's going to be back by the time the season starts. He's not retiring. Like, I hate to be that guy, but I'm going to need you knuckleheads this morning to wake up and realize that everything in life comes to an end. Everything. Every legendary career that you thought would go on forever and ever, it does come to an end at some point. So, yeah, I actually do believe that Tom Brady is truly done for good. And the interesting aspect about this is that, yes, he knew he had options. Yes, he knew that he could have gone back to the Bucks or go elsewhere to continue his football career. That we know. But he realized somewhere along the lines, and he did say that he thought it was going to be a long process, but sometimes you know, you truly know, the hardcore truth of a decision that you're about to make before anyone else does. Because more times than not, you're just not ready in terms of how and when to deliver that message. And that was the case. Let me ask you this question. When was the last time you had to make a life-altering decision? I'm sure everyone who's listening and out at large has had that moment where they had to make a life-altering decision. They already made the decision, but they're just not sure how to bring that decision forth and announce that decision. This is not only sports related. I mean, Michael Jordan struggled with this. He retired after the 98 finals, we all remember, and then he had the 3-year hiatus, and then he came back and announced his retirement prior to the start of the 2001-2002 season. Remember the morning of 9/11, unfortunately, the news broke that Michael Jordan was coming back to the NBA. He knew what he was going to do, but he wasn't ready to announce a decision. Same thing with Tom Brady, except that the decision was all likely already made. I don't think it was made for him because of the divorce. I think it was made because it was abundantly clear the man is emotionally drained. The man is tired. I saw that when I watched and listened to that clip that he posted across his social media this morning, whether it was Twitter, Instagram, or elsewhere. And the reason why I bring this forth is because when you listen to people and you watch people and you, when you've been in the public eye as long as he has, you begin to study people. You begin to study psychology. You begin to study mannerisms. Nothing about Tom Brady this past season was or seemed like the Tom Brady of old. I don't know how many of you have ever gone through divorce or have had parents go through divorce, but when you're going through something like that, you're not yourself. No matter how much you try to put on a brave face or try to BS the people around you, say, oh, I'm fine. You're not okay. You're not okay. The man went through divorce this past season. And that kind of stuff takes a toll on you no matter who you are. And it affects your on-field performance. And it did. It affects everything and every other aspect of your life as well. Tom Brady retiring this morning, it doesn't shock me the way that it did a year ago. It truly did last year. Now, I'm not surprised. But it is big news. It is something that we absolutely are going to spend a significant amount of time talking about this morning. So if you want to call into the program, you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. On the other side of the break, we're going to continue the coverage of Tom Brady's breaking news. He is retiring from the NFL, this time for good, according to a social media post that he posted about an hour ago. That and much more coming up next here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
How is your drive to school? Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers the simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Touch Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. That was the voice of Tom Brady, who posted this 1 hour ago on Twitter and as well as his social media platforms. He is officially retiring for good. That is the big story, the leading story of the day here on the Shukri Wright Show. And I'm sure across Boston sports landscape as well. Tom Brady officially retiring for good after a career that will never, ever be matched again. The phone lines are open at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show to offer your thoughts on Tom Brady, on the career of Tom Brady and his decision. Do you think that this is it for him? Do you think that he is, in fact, retiring for good? Or do you think that he's going to turn around and pull a Brett Favre? Now, for the younger generation that don't know, Brett Favre, once upon a time in 2007, after the 07 NFC title game, announced his retirement from the NFL. He came out of that retirement and decided that he was going to go play for the New York Jets for the 2008 season. It started well, but then the final few weeks of that season came crashing and burning. He went to Minnesota the following year, came tantalizingly close to going to another Super Bowl, but to fall apart when it mattered most, late in the NFC Championship game in 2009. So, after that 09 season, it became a running joke that any legendary quarterback perhaps was going to retire, the unretired. Is this going to be another Brett Favre situation? Listen, I understand why that there are people that are skeptical over whether Tom Brady is in fact going to retire for good or not, or this is for real or not. But I want to offer you a fresh perspective that I didn't really touch on during the first segment of the show, and that is Tom Brady is at a point in which that I think he realizes there is truly nothing else to prove. There's nothing else that he needs to do in order to solidify his legacy. His legacy is stamped, sealed, approved, no matter how many haters or trolls that are out there. But I do realize that Tom Brady is at an interesting point in his life where he realized that, listen, football has given him everything. And I do think that football may have also been a reason why he may have lost a lot in regards to his family, in terms of his wife, his now ex-wife, I should say, Giselle. And with all of that being said, and everything that has transpired over the course of the last calendar year, it's been a lot on a man who we've seen the success. We've seen all of the accolades and the accomplishments that he has had throughout his entire NFL career. But the reality is, does that really mean anything if you don't have your family? If you're going through a divorce? Not really. I don't think it really does. Phone lines are open at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. In which that I do find myself on the side of the fence, in which that Tom Brady has done everything that he needed to do. He's calling it quits at a time in which that he recognizes that at this point in time, It's about moving on to the next chapter. And there's nothing wrong with that. And then, to top it all off, has it ever occurred to anybody that perhaps that Tom Brady simply just doesn't have that joy in football anymore? I mean, that could be it too. When you've done something for 23 years, as long as Tom Brady has done it, at some point you begin to question whether, do I really love this anymore? Do I want to continue to put myself through the rigors and as well as all of the trainings and all of the treatments to get ready for another NFL season? Because it's not easy. Him playing until age 45 is shocking. It's unheard of. It is absurd. And it is something that has never been done before, especially at a high level. And I realize, thinking about it now, perhaps Tommy just didn't want to do it anymore, and there's nothing wrong with it. Will NFL Sundays be different now? Absolutely. It is going to be very different. It is going to be odd not seeing him out there, whether it was with the Bucks or once upon a time with the New England Patriots for 20 years. It's going to be different. But you know what that also means? It's time for a new era. It's time for a new era in the NFL. This is the era in the NFL in which that it has never been a better time for young quarterbacks to star and shine in this league. Go look at Jalen Hurts. Go look at Patrick Mahomes. The first ever Super Bowl in which that is going to feature two black quarterbacks facing against each other. And as well as Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, you know, like just to name those guys. I'm talking specifically young quarterbacks who are going to carry this league forward over the next 5 to 10 years, at least bare minimum. And I think that when you reflect on Tom Brady and everything that he's accomplished and everything that he's done, it's legendary. It's historic. And I think it's very fair to say that why waste time speculating if he's for real? Because I know a lot of people right now within the last hour, and it's only going to increase. Oh, is this really it for Tom Brady? Or if this is just, you know, the run of the mill, beginning of February, announce it on a day where there's not much going on except that people are getting ready for the Super Bowl and Super Bowl week is next week and I don't buy any of that crap. It's idiotic. It's a waste of time. Now, if Tom Brady said in a few months that he wants to come out of retirement and play again for another year, okay, then we have an issue. Then there's a story. But I don't think this is really, like, shocking in a sense that this is, oh, my God, I can't believe he's actually retiring. This day was coming. But let's stop with the speculation as to whether this is really it for Tom Brady, because it is. I really do think it is. Phone lines are open at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show, in which that, man, it feels really surreal, to say the least. Tom Brady's hanging it up. I can sit here and just ramble off the stats, but I don't even think the stats really mean as much in terms of talking about his legacy as his legacy is defined by what he did when it mattered the most. And that's why he is the greatest quarterback of all time. There's no debate there at all. So we're going to step aside and we're going to take another music break here. When we return, we're going to, you know, pivot and move on to other stories that matter during this morning. And coming up next, Bruins Maple Leafs tonight in Toronto. I have some interesting thoughts that I want to share with you, in which that I talked about last night on a podcast that I did with a gentleman that lives up in Nova Scotia. I want to share with you my thoughts on tonight's game. That and much more coming up next here on the Shook Right Show, 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi mom, it's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pop quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Shefty, what can you fill in here? Tom Brady announcing he's retiring.
Well, I think that was a classy send-off. That was an incredible message from Tom Brady himself, and it comes, Greeny, on February 1st, 2023, exactly 1 year to the date that he announced his retirement on February 1st, 2022, one day before Groundhog Day, and we have a version of Groundhog Day, except this time it is actually for real. Tom Brady does plan to stay retired and be retired. And yes, I'm sure there are going to be urges to come play this game in the spring when OTAs are starting or when training camp is getting underway. But the truth of the matter is, he's at a different stage in his life. He's going to be 46 years old next season. He's played for 23 seasons. So he's been a part of the NFL for half his life. And he's now a single dad who is focused on being there for his children at a focal point in their lives. They're on the East Coast. So as much as everybody could say, boy, Tom Brady should go back to San Francisco and replace Brock Purdy, Tom Brady should go to Las Vegas and rejoin Josh McDaniels, as much as those scenarios from a football sense make sense, they do not make sense in the life that Tom Brady needs to, wants to, and has to live as a single father. And so all these factors together, I think, contribute to the fact that he announces his decision this morning, walks away from the game. He'll have to find something else to do to fuel that fire of his, which is always burning. Maybe it is as a broadcaster. He's got a deal waiting to go with Fox. Maybe it's as the greatest.
That was Adam Schefter on Get Up on ESPN just a few minutes ago, discussing the decision by Tom Brady and his announcement to retire this time for good. And it's interesting because a lot of what Adam Schefter said kind of echoed in a way, but differently. But there are some similarities and obvious differences as well in terms of what Adam Schefter was saying, in terms of what I was saying, in terms of Tom Brady and the reasons why that he, like, I think this is for real, that this is not something in which that he is going to, you know, just change his mind suddenly and whatnot. But I just want to, you know, take a break from talking about Tom Brady for a moment and, you know, pivot my attention to the Boston Bruins tonight, in which that they are in Toronto to take on the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight, 7 o'clock puck drop in Toronto. And I think this is a sneaky big game for the Bruins because for the first time this season, this team is in a actual slump. They've lost three in a row, and this is a team that has not played well as of late. They haven't. But here's the thing. The thing that has really got under my skin as of late is seeing some of the reactions and the extreme reactions, overreactions on social media in regards to the Bruins and their struggles. That, oh my gosh, like, oh, this is bad, blah, blah, blah. And I've been saying this for a while, that this slump was coming and that I was going to be really interested to see how people were going to react, how people were going to overreact, and how people were going to have this crazy sort of reaction to the inevitable. Because the truth is, the Bruins have found themselves and a slump in which that I think is going to define them for this season, this regular season, that is. Why do I say that? Because there's a saying in life that goes, you learn a lot more about yourself in losses than you do in wins. The Bruins have done a lot of that over the last 3.5 months. They have. They have dominated at home. They have been terrific on the road. But although this road trip has been an absolute disaster up until this point. But the point is that you don't find out exactly what you have when things are going well. You find out exactly what you do have when things are not going so well. The Bruins are about to go on a lengthy All-Star break after this game. They won't have their next game until February the 11th. Which is why this game matters. It matters in a sense that the Bruins, for a variety of reasons, you can point fingers to their penalty kill, which has been a concern as of late. You can point the finger to the blue line and the maddening play of Brandon Carlo at times, or you could point your finger at a variety of different reasons. That's entirely up to you. But the fact of the matter is this. The Bruins find themselves in an interesting position in which that I just think that this game will bring out the best in the Bruins, but it would not be beyond possibility that this team could lose tonight. Your thoughts on the game, Bruins Leafs tonight here on 91.5 WMFO. Call into the program at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. As much as I want to sit here and say, Bruins are going to win. I mean, yeah, that's real easy and fun to say. But how I honestly feel is that this is a team that has bounced back and they will bounce back, but it wouldn't shock me again if they lost tonight, and I think they will, in fact, lose tonight. On the podcast last night, and I'm not going to give too much away, on the Upside Hockey podcast with James up in Nova Scotia, him and I had a lengthy conversation about this. And we were previewing the game amongst other topics as well. And one of the things that I said was that I'm sure the effort will be there. I'm not concerned about effort when it comes to this team. The wins and losses, you know, as of late, sure, it has left me with much more to desire. But I look at this team, and they know they're about to go on the All-Star break. You know, Pastrnak and as well as Linus Ullmark, they're going to be All-Stars for the Boston Bruins. That it is very possible, in my opinion, that this team can come out flying with energy and that the Toronto Maple Leafs come out with that same kind of energy as well. Because there's something a little different about this Maple Leafs team this year. Like, they played feisty against the Bruins. In the two games that they've played so far, both have been one-goal games. The last time the Bruins were in Toronto, they had lost that game, I believe it was 2-1. It was the game right after the whole Mitch Miller situation. And then the last game was 4-3, Saturday night game, Hockey Night in Canada, in which that Matt Grizzly scored the game-winning goal. But the point that I'm making is that this is not a gimme win for the Bruins at all by any stretch of the imagination. And I think it would be a mistake going into tonight's game thinking that this is going to be a game that the Bruins own the Maple Leafs. They'll dominate. Not so fast, buddy. Not so fast. They are pesky. They are a pain in the ass. And again, like, there's something different about this Maple Leafs team this season that I saw versus last year or the year prior or even in the last 5 years, dare I even say. But the point is, this Maple Leafs team is going to play the Bruins tough because they know they're going up against the best team in the league. And Sheldon Keefe has got a lot to prove up in Toronto, especially in a contract year. His contract expires after the season. Bruins Leafs tonight, 7 p.m. puck drop in Toronto. Can't wait for that game. Pretty sure that they're going to announce who's going to be in net for the Bruins in Toronto as they play their final game ahead of the All-Star break, which begins in earnest this weekend. The All-Star competition is Friday night, and then the All-Star game is on Saturday down in Florida. But if they're able to wrap up the first half, air quotes, the unofficial first half of the season with a win, would I feel better about things? Sure. But am I down and out on this team? Absolutely not. There's no reason for Bruin fans to do that. But of course, because this is Boston, because this is Boston Sports Radio, and Boston Sports Media has a tendency to overreact to things and have this extreme reactions to things when things are not going well or when things are going well, is always some sort of agenda, like hidden in plain sight. There is no agenda here with me. I'm going to tell you exactly what I honestly think. And I think that the Bruins, they're going to play a lot better tonight. But I don't expect them to win tonight's game. The Maple Leafs have played this team very tough this year. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. We're going to take another music break. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Metro, Touch Free From Radio.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
We'll do it all, everything, on our own. We don't need anything or if I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? I don't quite know how to say three words I said too much. They're not enough. If just lay here? Would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old. Show me a garden that's bursting into life. Let's waste time chasing cars around our heads. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? All that I am, all that I ever was, is here in your perfect eyes. If I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Welcome back to the Sugar Ray Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. That was Tom Brady about an hour and a half ago announcing his decision to retire from the NFL for good. That has been the big story of the day so far. And, you know, I've shared my thoughts on this story quite a bit during the show so far. Last segment, I talked about the Bruins Maple Leafs game tonight, like, very briefly. But I want to circle back to Tom Brady for just a moment before we hit the top of the hour and we got to do station identification here at the station, in which that it does feel real that he's saying goodbye. And I do think that Diana Russini of ESPN really said it best, in which that she was talking about it, in which that, like, you know, there are people that'll say, like, well, like, this is fake, or this is, oh, he's probably gonna come back in the spring, and like, he's gonna miss it, he's gonna come back by the time the season starts and all that fun stuff. But I think there's something to be said when you're able to put everything into perspective. Tom Brady is not in his early 40s anymore. He's a single father. He's got kids. And anybody that's a parent out there understands that when you have kids, your priorities change. And maybe, just maybe, that Tom Brady came to the realization that It's not about me anymore. My kids are getting older. I need to be there for my kids. My wife and I are no longer together. I need to do more and be more present in my children's lives. I think all of that could very possibly be a big factor as to why he ultimately decided to walk away from the NFL for good. And that, for me, is something that is really admirable. When you realize as an adult that it's no longer about you, it's not about that competitive drive, it's not about your ability to perform on the field, but it's rather about your ability as a man to show up and fulfill your responsibilities and your obligations, that says a hell of a whole lot. And I think that Tom Brady has reached that point. Because how many times have you heard over the years Tom Brady say, I have given up my life for football, so if you are going to go up against me, you better be ready to give up yours. We heard that saying back during Time versus Time. We heard him say this back in 2017, 2018. That was how many years ago? 5, 6 years ago? Fast forward. You change. You grow. Life happens. Nobody stays the same. And the only ones that are going to be complaining about that are those that don't like change and those that don't like to evolve. That's part of the evolution of Tom Brady. What I also gathered from that video was that, yes, he has done this for 23 years. That is half of his life in the NFL. But what I also saw was pain, was anger, was sadness. Not because he doesn't think he does easily.